Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Nasoi Shishi, the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Nasoi, and our main topic is the dedication of the Nesiim from days 6 to 10. Our Aliyah runs from Perek Zayin in Bamidbar, Pasuk Mem Aleph to Ayin Aleph. That's 30 Pesukim long. And as we look at it, we hear the following content. We hear about each of the korbanos brought by the princes of each tribe, and we hear about the days for tribes 6 to 10, or the days 6 to 10, which are on day 6, the tribe of Dan was represented by Eliasaph ben Deluel. On day 7, the tribe of Ephraim was represented by Elishama ben Amihud. On day 8, the tribe of Manasseh was represented by Gamliel ben Pedatzur. On day 9, Binyamin was represented by Avidan ben Gidoni. And on day 10, Dan was represented by Achiezer ben Amishadai. The contents of each of their korbanos was identical. So each of the 12 Nesiim brought the same contents, and here's what it was. There was a silver spoon, kafachas, that was 130 in weight, and a silver fork, mizrak, which was made out of 70 shekels. Both of them were full of flour, which was soaked in oil, ready for a meal offering, a mincha. And there was also one gold spoon, which was weighed 10 asara zahav melea katares, filled with incense. There was one bull, one ram, and 1-year-old lamb, and 1 he-goat. And then for the shlamim, for the sacrifice, which would be partially consumed on the altar, partially given to the kohanim and the owners, there were 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 goats, and 5 lambs. And really that's the same format, word for word, for all of the 12 Nesiim. So let's take a look at some of the points to ponder. Number one is, what is the order of the Nesiim? What is the categorizing order and structure to this section? Rashi points out that actually all 12 of them came forward on the same day at the beginning. They wanted a sacrifice at the beginning, and Moshe Rabbeinu advised them to separate into different days. What was the separation based on? So they weren't sure if it was birth order or whether it was encampment order, and in the end of the day they went with the level or the arrangement of the camps, which is why it goes Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, which is the first camp, and then Reuven, Shimon, Gad, which is the next camp. So that's the general order. Why are they all bringing the same things? So Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch points out an idea which we see in many Mepharshim, and that is it reflects harmony and unity of the Shvatim, of the different tribes in the service of Hashem. Sometimes when you have we'll call it team colors, when you have different shvatim or states trying to find their own identity, they need to find their own identity by being different. In fact, it's interesting that here they found their identity by being similar. The Malbim points out that they actually all worked out what they thought would be appropriate, and they arrived at the same conclusion independently, which is an incredible idea, the idea that ultimately there is one object of truth, and they all independently arrived at that through their own sense of creativity, which is a very beautiful idea. Another option is to look at it from a different angle, and that is that it may be true that we all look monolithic. We may all seem the same on the outside. Our feet may be standing on the same on the ground in the same area, but we all, in our ideas, have different kavanas, which means to say each of these korbanos may have looked the same and been identical in wording, but the intention and ideas that were invested into each one of them were far from the same. Which meant to say, that is what Judaism is. There's a certain regulation. We daven the same words in tefillah on a daily basis. We do the same mitzvahs, but we do them differently because our own life experiences, our own kavanas, and our own intentions, which we invest into that organic mix. It's a very beautiful way of doing this. An imagery I once heard was that imagine that you set up a row of tomato bushes. Those are tomato bushes in America. And the way it works is you buy a tomato frame. You buy it. The tomato frames all look exactly the same. These circular or diagonal racks. You plant them, you set them in the ground. You plant the tomato seed, and the tomato grows up. The vine of the tomato grows up each of these racks. And although the racks all look the same, the organic tomato all looks different. Every single bush is completely unique because it's an organic growth. It's the same structure, but it's internally very different. And that's how our tefillah works, with fixed words, and that's how these korbanos worked, fixed korbanos with very different intents invested into them. That's perhaps a different idea. Now, what is the significance of all the carbonus? The Meforshim go to great lengths to explain the numeric significance. I'm just going to leave everybody with the thoughts of Rabbi Moshe HaDarshan, quoted in Rashi at the end over here, who points out the following. He says, the silver spoon weighing 130, if you take the gematria of Ka'aras Kesaf, it is 930, which was the years of Adam Rishon. He was 130, which is the weight of the spoon when he had Shais, who ultimately was the propagator of the world. The silver fork made out of the Mizrak Echad Kesef was 70 shekels. That's the gematria of Mizrak Echad Kesef is 520, which is the 500 years of Noach when he had his children, the 20 years before the children, when the gezerah of destruction of the world was made. The 70 shekel refers to the 70 nations he would ultimately produce from his three children. So there's a certain, we'll call it, anthropological development of humankind from Adam to Noach. And that goes further. When we hear about the Kafachaz, the idea of the one golden spoon, that was referring to the hand of Hashem, so to speak, Lekivyachol, giving us the Aseres HaDibros, that's why it weighed 10, and Melea Katoris, filled with incense. Katoris is the gematria of, or Melea Katoris means 613, if you flip the Kuf and the Dal with the Atbash, the reversal gematria system. The one bull refers to Avram, who brought the carbon of the bull in his first carbon. The one ram refers to Yitzhak, who was represented or was replaced by the ram at the Akedah. And the one-year-old lamb is Yaakov, who shepherded the sheep in Laban's house and switched the lambs when they were at the mating season, which ultimately got him his reward. When we hear about the Gehigot Lachatos, the series of Mechot Lachatos, that refers to the Mechiras Yosef, the sale of Yosef. So we're seeing an anthropological development, not just of human history, but now, but of religious Judaic Israelite history. And finally, then we hear about the two cattle refers to Moshe and Aaron, who brought Shlamim, who brought peace between Hashem and the people of Israel. And then you have five rams, five goats, five lambs, three sets of three. Those could be the Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, or Tanakh, Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim, on the future of giving of the Nevim and Ksuvim, which is fascinating. Just beautiful ideas that these ideas that are reflected in the Karbonos that they are bringing. And there are many other ideas brought by many other Meforshim as we delve into the deepest spiritual underpinnings of this. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.